Hello and welcome. I'm Greg Martinelli, and this is the Ag Sales Professional Podcast. And the purpose of this podcast is to make you the best salesperson or sales manager possible in agribusiness. Well, the title of today's podcast is The Gold in Your Gift. It's all about how to differentiate from your competitors and increase your selling success. Recently, I've been focusing a lot on the subject of differentiation because in agribusiness, we have so often a struggle to get out of the commoditized selling of our products. And we're always trying to figure out how can we get through price objection or how do we tell our customers they should be doing business with you. So one of my favorite training points with any audience is on the subject of differentiation. So it occurred to me the other day, I was driving down the road and I said, well, the gold is in your gift. The gift that you bring to the market. Now, this should be the first step in your sales career because it completes one of the most important phrases in your vocabulary. And that phrase is, customers hire me to blank when they want or because. So again, you're answering the phrase or filling in the phrase, customers hire me to do what? And then secondly, why they hire you. So it's because blank. We'll fill that out here in just a little bit and you'll get an example. Well, most salespeople try to do or answer that phrase through their products or through something their company does. When completing this phrase, they will start talking about their technology or maybe how long their company has been in business. Often they completely overlook the importance of what they offer as the salesperson. The problem with relying on building better products or promoting your company is that a new and better product can be developed by competition. They may undercut your prices. Your company might discontinue making the products or offering the service that you focused on to get the sale. However, in all cases, there is really only one you. There's only one person with your skills, your experience, and your resources in the world. The only way to get your selling skills, your industry knowledge, and your undying customer service is to buy from you. Most new salespeople get hired, and then they go out in the marketplace to see what their competition is doing. And then they either emulate or they just copy those same tactics, and maybe they try harder at those tactics, or maybe they charge less for than their competition in an attempt to buy their way into the business. Any of these strategies just makes you look like every other salesperson out there. You're just trying to one-up the other person. Well, the secret to selling is really in the differentiation. Again, said another way, the gold is in your gift. So stop trying to be better at what others are doing and focus on developing your gifts. And here are some thoughts and questions on how to do that. First, expand your strengths. It is really important that you understand the concept of selling based on your strengths versus being everything to everyone. Now, to explain this point when I'm in a workshop, I like to ask audiences who their favorite comedian is. Robin Williams is a popular response. Maybe some of my older folks might say something like Don Rickles or Jack Benny. So I ask them, does anyone in here that loves Robin Williams, does any one of you care that he was terrible at mowing his lawn or changing his oil? And as they give me the puzzled looks, I explain that we loved Robin because of his crazy and wild humor. We couldn't wait to see the explosive improv that he could accomplish. In other words, we watched him or hired him for his strength. Please don't misinterpret this to mean you can forget about your weaknesses. In Clifton StrengthFinders training, we learn how to manage our weaknesses. We sell on strengths and we mitigate our weaknesses. To mitigate them, we can do several things. We can get others to do them for us, as I'm sure in the case of Robin mowing his lawn. Also, we can continue to improve upon critical weaknesses, but keep selling on our strengths. For example, technical knowledge is often a critical weakness for a young salesperson. Everyone in agribusiness is trying to be the most technically competent salesperson in the market. And there's nothing wrong with that, but hard to compete if you're new and lack any real experience. So here are some thoughts to keep in mind regarding technical knowledge as you develop your selling skills. Well, first of all, everyone starts at day one. Everyone has a certain level of expertise. You know, someone is always going to be smarter than you or more technically competent than you, and someone is always going to be less. And nobody knows everything, except maybe the internet or Google. Just be on a continuous learning journey about the technical aspects of your business.
Never stop asking questions. I mean, with a basic knowledge of the industry, you should be able to ask good questions to learn from everyone you meet. And never underestimate the power of going farm to farm, dealer to dealer, agribusiness to agribusiness, all day, every day. It doesn't take long of asking a lot of good questions for you to get fairly technical on most products. Second thing we need to do after we expand on our strengths is we have to start asking ourselves some soul-searching questions. For every salesperson out there, we need to be asking ourselves, here's some questions. What experience in your background can you expound on to help set you apart? What makes you different? What upbringing did you have that you can incorporate in this? How are you different? What do you know, do, or believe that is different than others out there selling like you are? Next, what resources do you have access to within yourself, your company, or your vendors that you can bring to bear at the market? Along those lines, what resources in the industry can you connect with to bring to your customers? I mean, who or where is the center of excellence? Can you get connected to them? Oftentimes it's universities or research facilities. After you answer these questions, then ask yourself, how does your customer actually achieve value from your answers? And remember, value is in time, dollars, or emotion. And then once you answer that value question, the next question is probably one of the most important, and that is, do your customers care about that value? I mean, will they actually pay you for it? And if the answer is yes, then what is the impact to them in value? Remember, we got to be solving $100 problems with a $10 solution, not $10 problems with a $100 solution. That won't work. So if the impact is not there in the customer's opinion of the value, not yours, the customer's opinion of that value, then this is not going to work. Well, the answers and the consolidated information that you get from these questions begins to form who you are and what it means to do business with you. Ultimately, this becomes your personal brand. And like it or not, your customer owns your brand. That's right. I didn't say that wrong. Your customer owns the brand, your brand. You can certainly do much to influence it. But at the end of the day, your customer makes up their mind as to what your brand is in their mind. You need to work on it today and every day after. Now, I mentioned to all my audiences that I do what I preach. I never want someone to think I'm recommending or talking about selling skills that I did 20 years ago or maybe that I've never done. I do these and I implement them in my own business. And just like you, I get up every day and go out to sell. I have to differentiate my products, services, and my brand just like you do. My customers have choices and they need to clearly understand why they should do business with me. So here is my answer to that phrase. Now, customers hire me to develop their sales teams when they are looking for a customized program by someone who is experienced and focused on agribusiness. Now, there is a lot of details behind those two factors, customized, experienced, and focused on agribusiness. And I go further into the details, which really gives me the right to say it or to sell on those aspects. Now, one quick aspect I do want to go comes up often is for experienced or tough crowds. Many on our ag sales teams have been selling for a long time, and they can be just a little resistance to sales training. And often companies have hired a trainer that didn't know ag or was fairly young. The older salespeople on the team were not open to working with that type of trainer. Being older and once being in their shoes, I can connect with a wide range of experience levels. The next area is retention and implementation. One more focus of my differentiation is that the two jobs I have when working with your team are being memorable and getting implementation. A trainer only works with your team, if you think about it, they only work with your team for a moment in time. Even if it's two full days, it seems long, but it's really just a small moment in time. Content can be easily forgotten. So I focus on retention aspects. I mean, the best training in the world that is forgotten can't be implemented. And secondly, they have to actually implement it. So again, I focus on implementation strategies that work at the speed of life or at the speed of what they are selling in. So they have to remember it and they have to implement it after they leave the program. Now again, there are a multitude of sales training programs out there and many are good programs, but you only get someone who has 30 years of selling and developing ag salespeople by working with me. And that is the gold in the gift. I hope you find yours today.
I hope today's podcast helped you on your journey to be the best ag sales professional possible. Now, you can always access more blog articles, podcasts, and training opportunities, both virtual and in person, on my website at www.gregmartinelli.net. Thank you and have a great day.